taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
Listening to
the best cuts of music
edition 35.
We'll be right back. don't in any way dislike the contribution made by the men we had to leave on deck. I think they in no small way have had an awful lot to do with it.
Thank you. Hello, listeners of the Best Cuts Music.
Hi, listeners.
As you can tell, you can hear the sounds in the background. We are
on
a prop jet.
Yes, prop jet.
Thing. It's a jet with jet engines, but they don't work, so they put propellers on it.
Yeah.
Kind of makes it heavier.
Yeah. It's kind of a freight plane, actually.
Very dangerous.
Very cargo plane, but we're currently several thousand feet above the Earth on our way to Syria.
Syria for an archaeological dig.
Yes.
For the best cut of music.
Yes, we're on a mission to find the best cut ever created known in man's existence and or woman's existence.
Sorry. All of people's existence. Human beings and aliens alike.
Parrots.
Parrots and parents.
Yes.
It's a most wondrous trip. We were contacted by our mysterious benefactor, Mr. M.
Yeah. I received a parcel, a communique rather, from this benefactor with some maps and a GPS device and some clues and information on how we're going to be able to find this cut.
Very useful information. I'm very glad that he provided that to you. I only received a telegram. Given to me. Special delivery.
On the wire.
Sure. It was exactly on the wire. It said, Robbie Flack, stop. Attention, stop. Join Sam, stop. Sam Hauser, stop.
Hammer time.
Astonishing and mysterious wonders await you, stop. In Syria, stop. Lead found for the best cut of music, stop. That's right, stop. The best cut of music, stop. Love you, Mr. M. Stop.
Wow.
He loves me, Sam. But did he say he loves you? Or she, or whatever. Well, I guess it's a mister, so...
Yeah, that we know.
I mean,
but we don't even know who this person is, but we're not going to look a gift a mouse in the mouth.
Horse in the mouse. Because,
if you're given this opportunity to go on one of the most amazing archaeological digs in the history of man or woman, you know what I mean. I mean, you would do it.
This reminds me of the time that you were on Survivor, but you couldn't hack it because of that Richard Hatch guy, right?
Something like that. And I'd lost like 90 pounds, and I'm already thin to begin with.
I was worried about your heart.
I should have bulked up.
Yeah. Should have.
I was worried about my heart as well. I wish I could have won, though.
Broken hearts can be mended.
Yeah, I learned lessons were learned.
But you know what's great about this is that we can eat fast food and junk food all we want, unlike the Survivor. So I'm really excited about the Syrian junk food.
Yeah, me too. I'm wondering what they got.
Sandwiches, maybe.
Maybe some kind of sandwich.
Sure, get it.
Something in bread is pretty. Yeah, got it.
All right. So it's going to be awesome. Let's read off these tracks.
Yeah, let's read our tracks.
Started off the show with No Sedge Thing, Coat of Arms.
And after that was Deck Maintenance by Kitten Douglas.
Track after that, Inner Time by
Brabby. And after that was I Will Come Back by Holy Ghost.
Notice the emphasis.
Yeah, on the ghost.
All right, so we're on our way. This is a very exciting adventure.
This is fun.
Glad
to bring you all on aboard.
Very important quest for Mr. Hauser and myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you enjoy the show. Until then, you've been listening to
the best cuts of music.
Years ago, they laid down the law. one heartache to all I have and to my love mate.
going down. Damn. Going down. Going down. Going down. It's dead, it's down. Damn. Going down. Going down. Going down. It's going down. It's going down, down, 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 down. It's going down, 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 down. Going 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 down.
The plane has landed. We are now in Syria.
Safe. We're here at the dig site.
In the country of Syria.
Yeah. There's a lot of hardworking people here. I guess the benefactor brought them in to help us with this.
You know, I heard our friend Eric Jensen is here on a dig, but he's several plots over, so I'd rather not, you know, we're kind of busy. You know, we don't have time to see him. We'll see him later, I guess.
Yeah.
In America.
It would have been cool, I guess, to see him since we're here.
Yeah.
Like, what are the odds?
Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do anyway.
Right.
I mean, the best cut takes precedence.
Definitely. Takes precedence over everything.
Yeah. Friends, family, Romans, countrymen.
No, I'm really excited. I've had the pleasure of dining on Kansas City barbecue and Memphis dry rub, Texas barbecue, but I've never had Syrian barbecue.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to try some of that. It's probably, like, archaic and made out of some traditional materials from around here, like couscous or...
That'd be interesting, but with barbecue sauce on it.
Barbecue sauce.
Everyone loves barbecue sauce.
They do.
Across the world. I, as an American, will just assume that everyone loves barbecue sauce.
I heard in Malaysia, there was a site where they found a 10,000-year-old bottle of barbecue sauce. It was a dry rub that had survived.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And they mixed it with water, and it still worked.
I wonder what was in it.
I think it was mixed with dried virgin blood.
Wow, that's got to be tasty. I've heard that's delicious.
Uh-huh. It's a delicacy in some ancient cultures.
I've heard it's to die for. Did you see the crate labeled outdoor gear?
Yeah.
I think that's got our outfits.
Yeah.
Our digging outfits in it.
Yeah, our adventure outfits.
Very important that we have our adventure outfits on for every different adventure.
Because we don't know what we're going to come across.
And it lets people know that we're on an adventure. We're not going to the swimming pool. You know, you're not going to wear swim trunks to the dig.
We're not going mining.
Right. You don't, you're not
snowboarding.
You're not going to wear your extreme snowboarding Mountain Dew sponsored hats to a dig.
Right. I'm not going to dress in my Andre Agassi shorts and spandex shorts.
Correct. That's not appropriate. So let's get our brown.
Yeah. Got my brown leather pants here. Get these on. Here's my whip.
Got my hat.
Okay, got your hat.
Did you have the fedora, or did I have the fedora, and then you had the... Okay, so there's a fedora, and...
Well, I want one of those.
Yeah, you've got the fedora, and I'm looking for my desert hat. Is my desert hat in that?
Yeah, I think here it is.
Well, no, that's not... That's just a wizard hat.
Ooh.
Huh. Well, okay.
Must have got mixed up on the itinerary.
Sure, I guess so. Okay.
So you get a wizard hat.
You get the fedora, and I'll wear the wizard hat. It's so tall, but I like that it's got the stars and the crescent moons on it.
Yeah.
It's very magical.
You actually look kind of menacing in
Wow.
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, it does. You do look like you're on adventure, just a different one.
Right. By the power of Grayskull. Okay. Now here, let me help you. Your whip is crooked. Let me get your whip.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. That's nice.
Oh wait, you missed one of the latches on your gut belt.
Okay.
Here, let me get that. Okay. All right.
It's quite a sidearm.
We're ready for adventure now.
Excellent adventure. Now, where do we go? Look, there's a dune there. Let's go. Let's walk towards that
let's
dune.
Let's go over there.
We start out the set with Mesopotamia by B-52s. Very appropriate.
Very appropriate. Yes. And after that was Don't Fall in Love by Alma Faye.
I heed those words.
Yeah.
Followed by It's Going Down by Lee Mortimer and FOMO.
FOMO. I just like saying that word.
All right. Now, I think that right over this dune, we were supposed to find... Sam, are you all right?
Robbie, where are you?
There's all
what
sorts
happened?
Of boulders on my head. They're very light, though.
Oh, my God.
Like Hollywood boulders. So lucky.
God, what happened? We seem to have fallen into some kind of ancient pit.
It looks like a booby trap from the ages.
Yeah, from eons ago.
We must be careful. I've heard that there's many booty traps in these areas.
Did you say booby traps?
Booty traps.
Booby traps.
Booty traps. Oh, watch out!
Oh!
Oh, that was a close one.
Holy crap. Wait, look up there.
Oh!
On the wall. It's the ancient symbol for the best cut. We must be on our way.
Wow, this is amazing.
This is it.
I never pictured that I... myself would be in this sort of adventure.
And I never believed that I would be here with somebody else. I always imagined it would just be me.
Well, I always thought that I would die by 28.
I always thought... Yeah, I never realized I'd live to my 30s.
I always thought clouds were made out of marshmallows.
And I always thought the sky was blue because it was a reflection of the sun going through the stratosphere and then bouncing off the water.
I don't know.
I don't either.
That's an adventure for another day.
Yeah, that's for our science podcast we do on the side.
Of course. The Best Cuts of Science.
Let's go down this passageway.
Excellent. There's an arrow pointing this way, and it's the only way to go. Should we go that way?
It seems like we should. I mean, it doesn't really... what choice do we've got?
I guess we don't. Let's continue
let's
down
this
path.
Let's go this way. No, watch out. Don't step on that rock.
Whoa. Danger alert.
Look, it almost triggered some boulders. You see them up there?
That's a large boulder, and I don't think that's a Hollywood boulder.
No, I think that would have killed us for realsies.
Unfortunately, the rest of our supplies are in the crate, or else I would have taken my over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Definitely could have used that. Or as Ellie Mae calls them, her double-barrel slingshots. Luckily, we have these whips and
excellent
guns.
Watcha!
Yeah.
This will do good against those snakes!
Oh, my God!
So, those are rubber snakes.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, that's weird.
It is weird.
Oh, well, this is taking us to... Well, where do we go? There's no road here.
And yeah, look, it just stops.
Oh, I think I know. I think I saw a movie about this one time.
Oh, yeah?
A movie. And it was...
A motion picture.
Yeah, there was... You had to believe. You had to have faith. And you could walk across...
The chasm?
In the movie, there was somebody that said, if you believe, you can walk across. So I think that we can just... I think I can just walk across this.
You think just let faith and we'll go?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just to be safe, I've got this big sack of powder I've had in my pocket, like, the whole time. Let me just try tossing it out there, see what happens. There we go. Look, yeah, check it out.
Did it fall or did it keep going?
No, it fell. It just kind of stopped. It's just suspended there.
Does that mean there's a bridge there?
I think that's where we need to step, where the dust is. Here, you go first, and I'll watch.
Okay, well, how about we go at the same time?
Oh,
okay. On three.
All right.
One, two, three. Well, you didn't... You got to go... You said... We're supposed to go on...
You said on three.
Well, you didn't go.
Well,
I didn't go because you didn't go.
Okay, well, I will go...
Are you going to go on two and I go on three?
We'll both go...
We should both go on three.
On three.
Is it on three or after three?
It's like one, two,
wait a second,
three, go.
Because that'd be on four.
Right, one, two,
one, two,
three,
three,
go.
Okay, one, two, three, and right. Basically like four.
Right.
Okay, so I should say one, two, three, four, and then we go on four?
We'll go on three, but you say four.
One, two, three, four.
Okay.
All right, we're...
Here we are. This is...
Excellent.
It worked.
Excellent.
It worked.
Wow, look at that mysterious...
Magical. It's like invisible.
Oh, my goodness. Sam, look at that. Look at the great seal.
Oh, it's there.
It's the great seal of the best cut.
I think we're getting here.
Wow, this is the most magical, magical.
This is. I hope we don't get Montezuma's revenge in here. Like those guys that found King Tut, they got like really bad sick or something. Their families were cursed for centuries.
Right, diarrhea for decades.
Yeah.
Sam, I have a feeling a fantabulous adventure awaits us.
Yes.
Beyond this threshold. Oh, look at this! At the entrance of the door, it's a large piano made out of bones.
What? Weird. What's that for?
I think that what we're supposed to do is take these cryptic notes from our mysterious benefactor play them on this piano.
Yeah, let me get that out. I was wondering what that meant.
You took piano lessons, didn't you?
Well, yeah, like 5 years.
Yeah, but you took them with Little Richard.
Yeah, I did. It was mostly just me sitting there listening to him wail at me all the time. And him bumping me with his elbow and just being like, yeah, baby! I was like, oh, gosh.
Well, that doesn't sound very
fruitful.
Yeah,
you can't get anything done when you take lessons from Little Richard.
That sounds like just a big money suck.
Yeah, it kind of was. My mom was pissed about it.
All right, well...
Okay.
We'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
Now, let's try... No, that's not it. That's not it.
Okay.
Try again.
All right. Try these notes. Oh, man.
Oh, that's wrong.
It seems to be making the walls behind us crumble.
This is dangerous.
Yeah, we better get this right. We could die here.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Wait a minute. No. No, I got this one. I think I know it.
But
Hold on. Streaks on the china never matter before. Who cares? Ah, this is amazing.
Holy crap, that worked.
This...
The Belvedere theme's way older than I thought it was.
Wow. Such an amazing ancient artifact.
Yes.
Who knew?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Oh, hurry up, run. The bridge is collapsing behind us.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. Luckily we're in this room. Okay. let's cut for now. Let's go back to more music.
Yeah.
We get our bearings straight and organize our files.
Organize supplies.
For some reason, mysterious benefactor wanted us to log all of this, so I guess I'm going to have to stop on the action and...
Yeah.
And just write everything down tediously.
Yeah, and I'll have to account for my receipts.
That's very important.
Plus, did you validate the parking on the cargo plane?
Oh my gosh. I knew it.
I knew we were forgetting something.
This is awful. This is the most awful trip I've ever been on in my life.
Yeah. We better find this best cutter. It's off for naught.
Yeah, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You've been listening to the best cuts of music. Okay, Sam, if I'm reading this map correctly, after a few steps, we should reach the area where the best cuts of music is.
The best cut of music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome
Let's
around.
Go.
This cut is amazing. I heard that, well, it used to be a deity, and it was forged by the deity out of the deity's own materials in reverence to other previous greater deities, and also in opposition to the awful pop music that his this deity's fellow deities were producing.
Huh. See, I heard that a deity had taken the singing from all the children of a planet,
mm-hmm.
taken it from their mouths, and forged it in the darkest recesses of Hades into the best cut.
Well, that sounds more believable then.
But I mean, you hear so many stories, it's legendary.
Yeah, it's hard
I can't believe.
I can't believe we're about to hear the best cut of music. This is amazing.
I've heard if you hear it that... you will get just all of your wishes and dreams will come true, and you can fly.
Wow. I've always wanted to fly, but I heard that if you hear it and you have a dark soul, then your soul will be transported to hell forever, screaming, thrashing, and gnashing of teeth. Fire and brimstone.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we're good.
Well,
I think I'm a good man.
I think I'm good, too.
Yeah. I shouldn't have to worry about that. Flying powers, here we come.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, where is this best cut? I don't have the time for this, Sam. This is ridiculous. Wasting my time.
Let's take a break real fast and read off the tracks, of the songs that we just played. At the top was Casa Forte by Jackson Conti.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm. It's a fave, Casa Forte, on the best cuts.
Excellent tune.
Mm-hmm.
Who did it before? Who did we have it before?
Oh, that was A-List Regina.
That's what I thought. Hillis Regina.
Yeah. Mascots.
After that was George Duke with Summer Breezin'.
Mm-hmm.
Third time we've had George Duke on the show. Great stuff.
In one form or another.
Excellent stuff.
Really good guy.
And then following this portion, I guess we're going to be able to present finally in its entirety the best cut of music.
As soon as we can find it.
Gosh, this is so exciting.
There's just so much pressure.
I'm just worried that the excitement's going to be overshadowed by my own agitation at how long this is taking. I have a really short temper, and you know that.
So. Yeah, well...
really short, and I'm very impatient.
If there's one thing that people say about you is that you're very short and impatient.
Right.
But not in stature.
Oh, do they say that?
No, they don't say that. Okay. You're, kind of tall.
That's good, because I would have to whoop some ass.
Yeah, don't get too short.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Do you see that light?
I do see the light.
That's amazing.
It's so ethereal.
Such a glorious, splendorful light.
Yeah, it's warming. Cascading around everywhere. Let's go towards it.
Oh, it's so warm. Beautiful, beautiful light.
Man, it feels so fresh.
It feels so clean.
Inviting.
It's so amazing.
It's so exciting to me.
I think I'll need to take a bath later because this wash of warm purity is cleansing my soul blood.
Amazing.
Robbie Flax and Sam Hauser. I am the protector of the best cut of music. On this glorious day, the 2nd of August, you have found the best cut of music. To my right and to my left are several choices, of which only one is the best cut of music. Among these choices, you must find the best cut of music. As the protector of the best cut of music, I must warn you that if you choose the wrong tune, you will be banished to hell forever. If you choose the right tune, you will have eternal life. Please choose among these separate but arguably equal musical formats. We have... A-track, reel-to-reel, cassette tape, mini-disc, compact disc, vinyl record, and Edison cylinder. Keep in mind that if you choose the wrong one, once again... You gotta help.
We choose vinyl.
You have chosen wisely, Sam Hauser and Robbie Flax. You have chosen the best cut of music. And let me present to you the best cuts of music. You have chosen the best cuts of music. Korshkul Lamon Tulan Kilash. Or as you know them on your world, the Proclaimers.
Wait, what?
With It's Going to Be 500 Miles.
The Proclaimers?
That's retarded.
No, you must have misunderstood me. The song, The Proclaimers, with 500 Miles.
The song is awful.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not the best cut ever. I could think of several best cuts.
Yeah. Like any of the ones that we just played.
Well,
yeah.
Be on my
today
way.
Or any, on our show.
Never. Pretty much any song besides.
I would take a bet you could flip on the radio, turn the dial really fast, and then stop it somewhere, and that cut would be better.
Yeah. Even if it was George Nori hosting Coast to Coast AM. Mm-hmm. That would be much preferable. The only way that you could, granted, the only way you could find a worse song is if that song was
Life is a Highway.
By Tom Cochran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it's not that song.
No.
Lucky us.
Yeah, thank
God. All right, well, we did get Eternal Life out of this, though.
Yeah, I guess we got that.
At least.
I would have liked to have had, I don't know, some amazing, glorious cut.
Right, that would have been preferable.
Yeah.
But,
Eternal
Life.
Beggars
can be choosers.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
what can you do?
This has been a great adventure, Sam. I think we've both learned a lot.
I think so. Let's
We'll continue, and like we promised, we'll play the best cut of music. So here it is, the best cut of music.
Yep.
Enjoy. You're going to listen to
the best
cut of music.
Be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles an hour. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.